Writing is lifting the full weight of my boringness and trying to make it the most interesting thing to read. That's the heaviest work I've ever done. Writing full time almost sucks. And it's amazing. They say care for what you wish for. They say care for what you wish for, but writing full time sucks. Dude, I can't believe I'm saying that. So ungrateful, but it's hard. Writing, I hate writing. I was secretly thinking the last few years, have I just trapped myself in a job that I actually hate? Now I'm writing full time. And I didn't want to say anything or complain about it because it just felt, yeah, so, how could you be, you know, doing your dream job and actually hate it? And I'll explain it. I don't hate it at all, but there's the part of it where you make something out of nothing. I can feel like black smoke coming off my head when I'm doing it for the first few hours in the morning, every morning. And I started to hear some of my favorite writers have talked about it. And I started to go, oh, okay. So I'm not alone in this. I'm not alone in thinking that writing's hard, because I kind of feel like good writing, when it's read, it takes away the weight of time, and the reader feels relieved. It's like, oh, I'm reading this thing and I feel good. And that's because the writing is hard work to take away the weight for the reader. But often there's a lot of books out there that do the exact opposite, where you kind of feel like the writer's taken this incredibly massive dump, and now it's up to the reader to do all the heavy lifting, because there's no magic or story. It's just all forced message. It's message writing. It's like speech writing. And so that stuff can kill you. It's like poison. I've talked about how most books are poison. The very good ones, very few good ones, are medicine. And the unicorn books feel like home. And so, yeah, anyway, I'm talking about complaining about writing and how hard it is. I heard Nick Pizzolatto say not long ago how hard writing is for him, and how it kind of hurts. It makes me feel like, what am I doing? I feel sometimes almost mildly depressed while I'm writing. Like going through all the shit in my head, trying to dig through any old idea. I'm saying random sentences just aloud, even rubbish, blah, 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 just to try and kickstart something that will lead to something else that might lead to something interesting, and then I'll fall down the hole again. And Flannery O'Connor, famous writer, I don't even know her name, but yeah, she said something like, I hate writing, but I love when the writing's done, or something like that. I don't know the exact quote, but yeah, that's kind of how it feels. Really hard. The first few hours of writing isn't fun, and it hurts my head more than nearly any job that I've ever worked, and was paid for it. Even though I hated those jobs, This writing job feels, I just call it a job, not a dream or anything. But the fun part about writing is when it's done and you can start to go, okay, maybe this interesting idea that I came up with could go with this interesting idea. There's all these ways of. The second part of the writing is the fun part, and the third fun part of the writing is when people say, oh, that resonates. I love when a stupid thought comes out and forms a bridge to be able to talk to other people who understand the kind of crap that's in your head. Being understood is an amazing feeling, especially feeling like, yeah, for decades getting side-eye and eye-roll from co-workers and people who hardly know me. Being understood through writing is almost, it's a small miracle after feeling, misunderstood for a long time. And, there's such a big deal made out of the misunderstood artist. I don't want to be misunderstood. I want to be understood. The writing is the hardest part. And even Michael Connelly, that detective thriller novelist, author, he's talked about being in a bad mood when he's come up with nothing and then he's in a shit mood for the rest of the day. I feel like that. If I've come up with nothing, the rest of the day, I feel like crap. And it taints the entire day. And that's why sometimes I think maybe writing is an actual waste of life. maybe writing about life is a waste of life. And not in a good way, because I'm all for wasting life. Make something out of nothing is the hardest. The longer you do it, it gets harder. But when something good happens, it's really good. As when I started off writing, or maybe idea thinking, making cartoons and stuff, it was much easier and I'd find things more quickly, but the ideas weren't probably as good. And as I got older, I was more aware of cliche and certain concepts that were actually stale, and I had to avoid them all. So sometimes writing feels like just I'm picking a 1,000 combination lock and going through every one. One, doesn't work. Two, doesn't work. Three, doesn't work. And going through 1,000 of them until one works. It's not even, and sometimes there's a lightning bolt, just happens. But often it's just that process of going through one after the other. And sometimes I'll get the right combination, but because I'm not concentrating, I'll try pulling it and it unlocks. But I wasn't present enough to notice that it unlocked, and I move on to the next number, and I've missed a good idea. So sometimes writing feels like just really hack code breaking, like going through a process, like machine. It's not even a magic, and I'm just sitting down and grafting out through all this crap, and just to see which one works. And I think I've got a better idea. I've got a better ear for listening when that thing unlocks. I can hear it a little bit better. Maybe 10 years ago, I probably would have missed a lot of those when it was actually it's unlocked, but I didn't hear it. So I think that's one of the small things about doing it for a long time that actually gets a little bit easier. But it also gets harder because you know all the ideas. You go, oh, that's been done. Can't do that. Can't touch that one. That's all been done. It's not an easy job, and I'm almost thankful that I can finally complain about it, because I'm not the only person who says writing is not easy and it's actually hard. I kind of feel like I'm not even touching the surface of how hard it is. You've got to dig through all this. All the boring crap inside your head, go through all the boring parts of life and all the boring parts of that are me, and find that one tiny little bit of goodness. And it feels like doing this massive weight, like eating 9 pieces of shit for a single tiny piece of gold, or 99 pieces of crap for a tiny piece of gold. It is, and that can't be good for my psychic indigestion system, eating crap and trying to make gold. And I wonder what it does to me, like not in doing something that I actually don't enjoy, only a small, very small part of writing I enjoy. I love it. I love that part, that small part. I absolutely love it. Nothing beats it. That's what keeps me going and doing it. But that the 9 out of 10 parts of the writing process is maybe the worst, most painful job I've ever done. Like I feel like dizzy. I feel yeah, a bit nuts after it. But then there's someone like Charles Bukowski who said, if it doesn't come out of you unforced, then give it up. You got to not try. And that is part of writing. Everything's a contradiction. And I think Bukowski loved the writing process because he was doing it drunk. And so when you're writing drunk, you're always your best audience. Everything's amazing. And you wake up the next morning and nearly all of it's crap. But he has a point. Like, sometimes I've enjoyed part of the process, like it's an adventure, and I'm following one sentence that leads to the next, and that's fun. But it often isn't, and it feels just like brutal hack work, and just trying to keep my ear out and listen for when something unlocks, which isn't often. But yeah, so there are the two frames of mind where there's the riding drunk, which is a pleasure, which is unsustainable as well. I can't do it, not if I want to live longer than I have. But then there's a lot of riders who know how hard it is, and it's so nice to hear that quote from Flannery O'Connor, who said, "Yeah, I hate riding, but I love having done riding." Or Nick Pizzolatto said, starting with nothing is the hardest part. It really is. Yeah. I know where I'm going with this.